Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight. Through the concrete canyons to the midtown lights, where the latest neon promises are.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this absolutely wonderful Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of the things that I think we're looking at, and I need to make a correction. Thank you, Jeff. I forgot the bracket. If the Tigers are able to win today in Houston or tomorrow, they would play the division winners, the Cleveland Indians. They were the American League Central first place team. The winner of Kansas City, Baltimore will play the New York Yankees. Wild cards do not play against each other. Of course, Jeff's 100% correct. Appreciate that information. I looked at the bracket during the break, and yes, that's exactly what would happen. Actually, maybe a good thing that they lost the last two games of the season, preferring to go to Houston with this new team, which they had not seen. Last time they played back in June, it was the old Tiger team. Literally, the old guys. Well, A.J. Hinch and the owner and the president of operations got rid of, traded all the old guys and brought up all the rookies from Toledo and other minor league system teams, brought them to the Tigers. They went on an unbelievable run, 31-10, 31-11, I think it was, after August the 11th. They did unbelievable. They made it in the playoffs. They win today. They're in. And next opponent would be probably the Cleveland Indians in the bracketing because they're idle right now. So are the New York Yankees. They're not playing baseball. They're sitting waiting to see what happens in the first round of the wild card. Sometimes the teams that sit that long come out a little rusty. Their timing is off. Tigers are grinding it against Houston. They go right into the win. Actually, if they lose today and end up winning it tomorrow, they'd go directly to Cleveland and start that on, I believe, Friday. No days off. You get in the plane and you fly to Cleveland. It would be in Cleveland, which is a little south, of course, of Detroit. Not that far of a drive. A lot of people probably going to that game. So, exciting baseball right now. How many of you watched the vice president debate last night? Vicky and I did. Again, having to take on three people instead of one. J.D. Vance had to take on the two moderators from CBS. Blatantly biased with their questions. Every single time Tim Walz made a statement, after J.D. Vance made a statement, they allowed a follow-up rebuttal, if you will. Well, when J.D. Vance wanted a follow-up, instead of just allowing him time to speak and give his follow-up, they always had to throw a question in there, a diversion, a tactic. This is a debate tactic that moderators are not supposed to be using. They're not supposed to be fact-checking people's answers live while they're doing it. Probably have a fact-checker off stage feeding information into their little earplugs to say this, that, or whatever. But J.D. Vance was very skilled at not answering those questions. I appreciate, you know, your question, but what I wanted to say is this, and he went right into his response to whatever Tim Walz said. J.D. Vance showed the American people last night exactly why Donald Trump picked him to be his vice president. 2 points right out of the gate. Number one, Donald Trump, if he gets elected on November 5th, can only serve 4 years, his second term. He's done. He's term limited out. He cannot run for re-election. With J.D. Vance as his vice president for 4 years, Donald Trump would leave the White House and J.D. Vance would be the incumbent vice president running in 2028. He could be elected and serve 2 terms, which would be 8 years of a President Vance administration. 4 years of Donald Trump and Vance as vice president, 8 years with J.D. Vance as vice president stepping up, becoming the president. We could have potentially 12 years, much like exactly what we had when Ronald Reagan had H.W. Bush elected after his 8 years of presidency. Bush only served 1 term. Of course, read my lips, no new taxes, Ross Perot running, Bill Clinton running, split the vote. Herbert Walker Bush only served 1 term, was gone. Well, this is the reverse situation. Trump could serve 1 term, be gone, and J.D. Vance could be president for 8 years. He did a fantastic job, in my opinion, in not mentioning Biden, not once, with regards to policy. Everything that's happened in the last 3.5 years, according to J.D. Vance last night, and I think it came across really strong to the American people, all this stuff that's been happening, all these things that she says she's going to fix when she becomes president, why hasn't she done it? She's had 3.5 years as vice president to implement these policies. But he didn't say that. He is very skilled in saying her administration. This isn't the Biden-Harris administration. This is the Harris administration. Why hasn't she done this? More or less erasing Biden completely from the face of the earth, like he had no role in it. Well, some are saying, actually, it was Kamala Harris, Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, and others who have actually been running the country for the last 3.5 years. J.D. Vance asked a very simple question. Where's our president? We've got a hostile situation happening. Iran attacking Israel. What's the response? What are we going to do to help Israel? Never even talked about it in the debate last night. And this is current. This just happened. And they're not even going to talk about it. They're not going to ask J.D. Vance about it. They're not going to ask Walz about it. Because nobody really knows who's running the country right now. Where is Biden? Where is his statement to the American people? Now, here's the interesting thing. If you stop and think about this, the country was completely prepared to watch the vice presidential debate. Right? Ready to do it. Well, guess what? They could have had, from the Oval Office, a speech from the Oval Office, from Biden, at 8 o'clock. The debate wasn't until 9. They could have had Biden in the Oval Office, completely rested, propped up with probably medication, to get him through reading a teleprompter speech. 8:30. 8:45. 15 minutes prior to the vice presidential debate, they could have gotten a statement to the American people about the situation going on in the Middle East. They didn't do it. Why didn't they do it? Because they're fully aware that Biden doesn't have a clue how to handle the Middle East other than a ceasefire. Israel needs to get their hostages back, but there needs to be a ceasefire. Israel's not interested in a ceasefire. And I don't blame them. What happened on October 7th, when they were attacked, and they did what they did to the Jewish people in Israel, Netanyahu said, that's it. We're defending ourselves. We're defending our country. We're defending our people. And we are going to eliminate this threat from the face of the earth. We're killing them all. And let's be brutally honest. A lot of news people won't say this. I will. He's not only killing the leaders of Hamas, he's killing the wives, he's killing the children, he's killing their dogs, he's killing them all. He's going to eradicate completely off the face of the earth this threat. And under Biden's administration, there's nothing he can do to stop it. And he has to support Israel. He has to. There's no way, shape, and form he's going to switch sides in this battle, in this struggle. You go against Israel, you're going to deal with the wrath of God. History has proven it. You stand with God's people, or you're not going to like the results. Pretty interesting. Get your thoughts. Text me what you thought about the vice presidential debate. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Looking for text messages from you guys. If you watched the vice presidential debate last night, Dave Ajima, longtime friend, patriot brother, love his direct, absolute, perfect analysis. Tim Walz told lies better than Vance told the truth. Walz lied often. He's an expert liar. He's also a socialist. Obama is running the country. American policies supports Islamic countries / therefore terrorism. The Biden-Harris administration seeks a two-state solution that takes land from Israel, which God gave to Israel. It's a really dumb solution, guarantees more future terrorism. Two-state solution? You honestly think Netanyahu and the Israeli military is going to tolerate a two-state solution? Not going to happen. Not going to happen in any way, shape, or form. I agree with Dave Ajima. Captain Jeff up in Cedarville. Vance clearly showed his command of the subject matter directed towards him, where Walz was grasping for knowledge about the questions. The China situation, him being in China during the people's stand up to the government, he was asked the question about being there during the revolt against the government and said he was there when in fact he wasn't. He was squirming, it was bad, it was a lie. He seemed very nervous in general. That was Captain Joe's popping up four times in my phone. Christian Marcus, it was nice to experience a debate that was filled with experience and knowledge on subject matter. Walsh was the only one who would add a one-liner that was completely false. Both used experiences in their answers. I think Vance did much to help advance the ticket. One thing that was interesting, and I mentioned this to Vicky, you notice how Walls kept talking about his state of Minnesota. Well, in Minnesota, we did this and we did that as a governor. Well, that's fine as being an executive for your state, and it applies to executive experience. But he's the vice president. Kamala Harris will be running things. Will he have input? Yeah. Will he try to implement some of the things they've done, some of the socialist things they've done in Minnesota? Absolutely. That's what Dave Agerman's point is. A lot of the battles that Mike Lindell's having in Minnesota has to do with the government in Minnesota, having to do with his warehouse situation and other things. So, yes, absolutely. Jeff in Sheboygan. Walz was twitchy, lying mess. Vance was better than expected. And, of course, the moderators were exactly as we expected, completely biased, useless, tried to bail him out. Yep, that's exactly our take on it as well. So, the takeaway, I'm very impressed with J.D. Vance. Got to meet him, got to learn more, got to see his debate skills, his way of handling the biased moderators from CBS, calling out Walls, while at the same time appearing to be gentlemanly about it, where they agreed and he said that, yeah, I actually agree with Tim. Kind of praise him. Lower his guard so he could come in for the zinger. The bottom line, his closing statement. He absolutely blamed everything that's going on in this country, from foreign policy to inflation to the border, housing. I thought it was a very interesting spin on housing. Rentals are up. The expense of rent is up because of supply and demand. Why? Because of the illegals coming into our country that are getting assistance from the federal government, the state government, to rent housing. That's why our citizens aren't able to rent housing at affordable prices. That's why the housing market has gone up. The price of homes have inflated. He pointed all that out in his closing statement. Bottom line, in my opinion, J.D. Vance reached out to the women. Tim Walls was supposed to reach out to the men. And honestly, as a man, I wasn't impressed by his answers in any way, shape, or form. I don't think if there's any undecideds at this point, I don't think especially the men responded to what Tim Walls had to say last night. I think the women responded very well to J.D. Vance. So win for J.D. Vance, win for the ticket. Good job. Now let's start working the votes. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.